Aleishu Chelik Beis Reish Lamed Hey. This is the 10th Vad. It is the final one. Kavoid hu gilui erkoi ha-penimi shel adam oy davar. We define kavoid as revealing the inner value of a person or a thing. Uchvoid Hashem yisborach hu yisgalus kedushasoy. In a similar way, kavoid Hashem is the revelation of his kedusha shilemala mekol musag. Kach omarnu bavad harishon. We said so in the first vad. Beirarnu la'atzmenu bavadim akudmim inenei hakavod v'ilchuisav b'sechumim shonim shel chayenu. So in the previous vadim we clarified to ourselves the concept of kavod and various halachois in different contexts of our lives. V'neichachnu l'adas sheish l'inan zeh hekev gadol mod. We realized that this concept has a very wide domain. It encompasses very much. L'siyum maseches zoi. Alenu l'archiv es hekev od yeser. So in order to conclude this whole discussion, we need to extend the matter even further. Harei gersinan b'siyum maseches avois. At the end of maseches avois, we learn koil ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'ilamoi lo yibera'oi lo lichvoidoi. All, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in his world, he created for his kavoid. Shenema, the Mishnah quotes, or the Chazal here quote, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, kol hanikra bishmi velichvoidi berosiv yetzarsiv yetzartiv af asisiv. This Pasuk, I created everything lichvoidi, v'omer Hashem imleich l'olam ba'ed. Now, lefi darkeinu netargem b'raise zoi b'milim shelano. So, in our, the way that we've been approaching this, according to our approach, we'll translate this brasa in our words, into our words. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamoi, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in his world, lo yibra'oi ela lihisgalois boi. He created to reveal himself. And that's, we said that's kavoid as applied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the revelation that comes with his kedusha. Zoi ha'emes, kol ha'bri'a kula, the entire bri'a, me'ha'ilyon shebanivreim ad ha'tachtoin, from the very highest of those created to the very lowest, habri'a bichlala uvechol prateh, both in general and specific, hakolu ach v'rak yizgalus. It is all a revelation. Ein lecha davar she'ele makoyim ve'en lecha adam she'enei sha'a. That's of course again a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that is paraphrasing. Everything and every person, liyos nidlak b'em eize nitzoitz shel yizgalus elekusei. They are capable of revealing at the very least a spark, a tiny spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al ze shar David HaMelech alav shalom es shir kavoid shelo. It's regarding this concept, David HaMelech composed this perek of Tehillim of Chavtes. Havu l'Hashem b'nei elim, havu l'Hashem kavoid v'oiz. He addresses b'nei elim. Give him kavoid v'oiz. Havu l'Hashem kavoid shemoi. He speaks about the kavoid of Hashem's name. Yishtach havu l'Hashem v'adas kodesh. And to bow to Hashem. Koy l'Hashem alamayim el hakavoid hir'im. The God of kavoid has thundered. Hashem alamayim rabim. The author explains, in Bnei Elim, whether the term Bnei Elim in that first verse that you quoted, Hema Malachim, or Bnei Avos HaKadoshim, whether it's a reference to the Malachim or Am Yisrael, it doesn't matter right now. Kulam nikra'im lehakir ulgalois uzeiz barach besabuya. They are called, all of them are enjoined to recognize, to reveal Hashem within the Bria. And of course, vehakaram v'ali dei ma'aseh. This is a concept we learned much earlier in the volume, that whenever there's a hakara, it must be followed by tangible action, a commitment to do something. We mentioned this point in detail before. This is what differentiates us from others. Hakara, when we learn something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we recognize something, it must bring to practical change. Here, anu misbatlim lefanav b'yishtachavaya. Yeah, havu l'Hashem kevoid shemoy, yishtachavu l'Hashem, the Pasuk says. So we are mevatel our ratzon in front of him through the yishtachavaya, that's symbolic of it. U'me'oitzem ha'izgalus. And because of Hashem's revelation, because it's revealed, Sheifas Gamalenu Kedusha. His Kedusha flows upon us too, Ke'ilu Na'aseinu Mar'ah Ele, as if we've become a mirror. V'shira Alenu Hadras Kodesh. So that's what David the Melech there says. Yishtachavu L'Hashem Hadras Kodesh. What pours upon us is again the splendor of that Kedusha of Hashem. V'chol ze, all of this happens, Ki Eil HaKavoid Hir'im. Like the Pasuk there says, the next one. The God of Kavod has thundered Shuiz Barach Hu im Reiv Kedushasoy El HaYizgalus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Kedusha is the God of revelation. Al Derech Ze Mizbeh Kol HaMizmor. The entire Mizmor is explained in this vein. V'nifla, what's really wondrous here is Ki HaGemara B'Megilat Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis Mevaeres. Gemara that explains Ki Al Pi Mizmor Ze U'Shmoneh Esre HaAzkarois Sheboi. Based on this Perek of Tehillim, with its 18 names of Hashem repeated, count carefully because you'll find, in fact, the 19th one. But the basic 18 basic Hazkaros, Tiknu Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Es HaShmoneh. It's on this, they use this Mizmor as a blueprint, so to speak, for the for the Amidah. Ur'eh Bev'er Avraham Al Tehillim, that's from the son of the Gaon Mivilna, his explanation of Tehillim called Be'er Avraham, HaMev'er B'Mizmor Chavtez, he explains in his commentary to this Perek, Eskol Seder HaBerachos Al Pi Psukei HaMizmor. Based on the Psukim of this Mizmor, he explains how they correlate with the brachos of the Amidah. Tachlis Oilam, Hugilu Yichudei Yisborach Bageula Achoina, Im Bitul Kuechara. The purpose of this world, the end goal of it, the point of the whole exercise, is to reveal Hashem's oneness with the final redemption and simultaneously the negation of all evil. As Yizgale Yichudoi, that's when Hashem's oneness will be revealed, Hainu Kevoidoi, you can call it His Kevoid, Bichlal Yusabuya, in general it will be revealed to everyone. Ulama Klal Yisrael Yechol Lagi Alazeh Gam Achshav Bavid Yisrael. Klal Yisrael can do that already. It's already in that parsha now. Velazeh Nivranu, that's where Klal Yisrael was created. Baruch Elokeinu Sheberanu Lichvoidoi. We said this in the davening. So we give a bracha over here. We recite a bracha that we have this function of revealing Hashem's Kavoid, meaning revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oshroi HaGadol U'mas'as Nafshei Shel Adam Yisraelu. The great joy and the yearning of a Jew is Sheizkehu Bechayav Lies Nitzeitz Koton Shel Gilui Kvod Yisborach. That he, in his lifetime, should be a spark of revealing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bemachshavtoi Bedibroi V'masav. In his thought, in his speech, in his actions. Zoi Avoida Makifa Eskolachim. This is the void that encompasses all of life. Says Rabbeinu Yoina. We quote this paragraph a number of times in Alei Shul. Hadavar yadua asher medarkei kiddush Hashem Yisborach. He explains that he gives a number of examples for what counts as kiddush Hashem. Lehoidea bechol mivta sefosayim, to indicate with every utterance of the lips. Vechol asher yirmezun einayim, with every wink of the eyes. Bechol hanhaga ufoyladim, with everything that I do, with every gesture. With everything that I do. To indicate ki yesoid nefesh adam, that the foundation of man's soul, v'tzvi edyo, in his destiny, v'atoi v'ikar, that which is good and that which is fundamental, v'atoi elos v'akar asher bo, and that really the point of all life is avodas Hashem v'yirasoi v'seirasoi ki ze kol ha'adam, this is the sum total of human beings, v'davar ze kvoid Hashem yisbo. This is called kvoid Hashem. Says the author, Yevshal etzamtzem avoida rabba zeh lesech islamdus ba'ezo hanaga pratis. It is impossible to contract such an avoida, such an immense avoida, into an exercise of some particular action, ba'ashei mekifas kol adam, because we're talking about something that encompasses the entire human being. Hamis ameitz lisamed b'zeh, we still want to make an effort to do something here, some sort of exercise. He should perhaps set for himself once in a while, some period of time every day, we try for that period of time to live lichvoid shamayim, consciously. This is more obligatory for a Talmid Chacham. The Rambam writes as follows. ויש דברים אחרים שאין בכלל חילול השם, there are things that count as חילול השם, והוא שיעשה עושם אדם גדול בתורה ומפורסם בחסידוס. It's when a person is great in Torah and is well known for his piety, he does things, דברים שהבריאות מרננים עליו בשבילם. They're not strictly speaking forbidden, but people speak, people raise their eyebrows when he does them, ואף על פי שאין עבירות, they're not really עבירות, he's done nothing wrong, strictly speaking. Nonetheless, it's a chilul Hashem for a person of that stature because of what people think. This is, of course, based on the Gemara in Yoma, I think it's Daf Peivav, describing Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. So this example in particular, I think, is Rav. Rav said, chilul Hashem, if I had to buy, not pay immediately, it would be a chilul Hashem. People really making calculations. Why is he getting credit or whatever it is? So that's the Rambam adds a condition over here. Sometimes the Talmid Chacham is allowed to take credit, but without getting into details. Or if the Talmid Chacham is just too much levity, or spending too much time in eating and drinking with Amei Haaretz, he's at the coffee shop all the time, he's at the pizza place. Or a Talmid Chacham who doesn't speak to people benachas, he's moody and grouchy. He's irascible and grouchy. It all depends on his stature. He has to be very punctilious and be sure to do not just that which is strictly speaking permissible, but lifnim mishur asadin. Conversely, v'chein midikdek ha-chacham al asmim. The chacham is midakdek on himself. V'hayad liberoi benachas im abriyois. His speech is pleasant. V'da'atoim erevis imayim, is involved with them. Kablam b'sever panim yafois, and he's inviting and cheerful. V'ne'elav mehem v'eino ilvam, when he is insulted, he does not respond in kind. Mechabed lohen v'afilu lo mekilin lo. He honors them, even those who treat him lightly. His business dealings are faithful. Again, he's not constantly at the coffee shop with the Amei Haaretz and whatever it is. People see him, generally he's involved in Torah. He's wearing tzitzis, he's crowned with tefillin. And everything he does, lifnei mishur hadin. Another condition, a caveat, not talking about somebody who becomes a hermit, not that, he's involved in people, he's not a hermit. Ad to the point where everyone praises him, loves him, and everyone aspires to reach his level. That's called the Kiddush Hashem for a Talmid Chacham. Regarding him, the Navi Yeshayahu says, Vayomerili, Avdi Ata, you are worthy of being called my servant. Yisrael Ata, Yisrael Asher Bechaispe, you are called Yisrael, you are the true Yisrael through whom I become exalted. Hein Havu Lashem Bnei Ilim, Havu Lashem Kavoid Vaoiz. Again, that Perik Chavtes in Tehillim. To give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavoid Vaoiz, Havu Lashem Kavoid Deshmoy, Yishtechavu Lashem Berdas Kodesh. Ad Kan.